from a business standpoint, the number one thing that we need is visibility. We need more people with their eyes on us and on our businesses. And with a platform like TikTok, with 4 billion people, the highest engagement on any social media platform, it's not going anywhere. We got to make time.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. I'm David Trotter, a business growth consultant passionate about helping women and men double your business online, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a serial entrepreneur and former pastor who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me and transformed me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. I'm really glad that you've joined me today. We've got an incredible episode. Question for you, have your kids been TikToking recently? I didn't say backtalking, okay? I said TikToking. I think that's what the kids call it these days, TikTok. It is a controversial new app that's taking the youngsters by storm. Okay, it's not just for preteens and teens dancing their little booties off. It's actually people of all ages enjoying this app, and that means that there's an opportunity for entrepreneurs and business owners just like you to entertain and connect with potential customers. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to Kenya Kelly. She's the CEO of If You Brand It and a TikTok star in the making. Even if you don't know what TikTok is all about, she's going to train you, tell you, let you in on the secret of becoming a TikToker. I don't even know if that's what it's called, but I like it. TikToker. She is an accomplished business executive, teacher, and inspirational speaker who shares powerful lessons of overcoming fear, self-doubt, and divorce, and also about creating successful six-figure businesses. She does that on multiple platforms, but she is loving and having success on TikTok, and she is going to help you understand how you can use it to grow your business as well. Now, if you want to follow me, David Trotter, on TikTok and laugh while you're being inspired and learning how to grow your business, you can download and open up the TikTok app and search for Inspo Rising. INSPORISING. That is the username that I use on all social media, is Inspo Rising. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Kenya Kelly. Well, Kenya, thanks so much for taking some time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a bit about your journey, about how you got started in business and particularly as a business and brand consultant.
Yeah. So pretty much since birth, I've always been in business. I mean, even as a kid, I would buy candy for 5 cents and sell it for 25. And so when I got to college, I was going to business school and I got recruited into a network marketing opportunity. Now, I thought it was quote unquote a pyramid thing because that's what my dad said. But I realized that my dad didn't know what he was doing. That's why he thought it was a pyramid. And so I ended up getting involved in a company and I'm having crazy success. I mean, I'm learning how to be a leader, how to lead people, making crazy money. But I didn't know how to build a business. I knew how to build network marketing. Ended up getting back into corporate America. But in that, I had this like innate thing for I see things with pictures. So I did like advertising sales, and we had to help a person with their campaign. And because I had done network marketing, it was like I had was used to working for myself. And so to try to work for a boss, I was having a really big challenge. And I kept finding myself with like big issues with my boss. And I was like, okay, what is happening here? And I realized that I had become an entrepreneur and no longer an employable. And so what happened for me was that I heard about Livestream and I came out on the Livestream platform just talking about network marketing, building teams, because I love network marketing. And people started demanding branding services from me, but I didn't have anything. I didn't have a company, I didn't have a company name, nothing. And the more I kept sending clients to my friends that weren't paying me anything, the more I realized I'm a little bit crazy if I don't build something. And sure. So I had to build something.
Amazing. Amazing. And so let's go back to this unemployable concept, because I have found out the hard way that I'm unemployable as well.
Yeah, totally.
Tell me, for those who are listening, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I was 21 when I got into network marketing. So I was this young person that was used to their own schedule, do things how they do them, sell the way that I want to sell, wake up when I'm done sleeping. And to now get to work by this time, I only had lunch at this time. I couldn't do whatever I wanted at my computer. I found myself working for a boss of whom I love, but I felt like, I'm like, who is she to tell me when I know what I can do? I've done this before. And so I didn't want to be on anybody's schedule. I wanted to do things how I wanted to do them. And then I had to surround myself with these negative people at work all day long. Whereas with network marketing, everybody's reading books, everybody's like on fire. And it was just, I just felt like I was sinking.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And you knew you had to transition out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. I did it for a long time though, because I didn't know what to transition to, but yeah, I knew I had to.
Yeah. Today, particularly, I want us to hone in on a particular platform or a tactic that you are very passionate about, and it is called what?
TikTok!
There you go. Now, if somebody isn't familiar with TikTok, all one word, T-I-K-T-O-K, I'm sure people have heard of it, but maybe if they haven't, you know, really gotten in there, maybe they thought it was just for kids, yeah. How would you describe this app and what it's all about?
Yeah. So I feel like TikTok is just like Facebook and just like Instagram years ago. Like when Facebook first came out, it was 100% for college students. You could not get on Facebook without a college email. And then Instagram came along because there was an app called Vine where you would do a video and in 15 seconds, I mean, in 24 hours, it would disappear. And so TikTok is just this more of an entertainment app again. So Facebook started out as entertainment. Instagram started out as entertainment, and then it became more of what it is today. And so TikTok, when you come onto the app, you see a lot of fun things, funny things, creative things happening on the app. Now, I will say this. If you have kids and you log on to TikTok from their phones, then you're going to be mistaken. You're going to think TikTok is 100% what you're seeing, but it's only what your kids want to see. And that's why they're seeing it. Okay. And so TikTok is an entertainment platform. People come on there because they want to be entertained. Somebody's going to do something fun, something stupid, something on this particular app. Now, there are a lot of people dancing, including me, but it's an entertainment piece. But the thing that I love about it is we get to entertain while educating the same way we do on Facebook. I call it edutainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those who maybe don't understand, how long are these clips?
Yeah.
And what's unique about it in terms of sharing music back and forth? You know, there's two different feeds, essentially. Yeah. Help people break that down for people just so they get a little bit of an idea.
Yeah. So with TikTok, well, first, when you first log into the platform, it's going to ask you, what do you like? Very similar to what Pinterest does when you first set up an account. And then based off of what you say that you like, that's what you're going to start seeing in your feed. There's two different feeds. On Facebook, you see your personal feed, and then you see the feed based off of the people you're friends with or that you follow. But TikTok is different. There is the For You page, which is content that TikTok thinks you would like based off of the algorithm, based off of what you said you like, and based off of the videos that you interact with once you get onto the page. The following page is basically anybody that you've chosen to follow their page, similar to Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So on the For You page, like, you're going to see, well, first off, TikTok is not a place for you to come up with creative things, right? Like, you can if you want to, but you don't have to. TikTok is going to push out content telling you this is the stuff that people like, and you can do exactly what you've seen, or you can recreate what you've seen. But there's so many different things that you can do on there. Like you mentioned about the music. And so I don't know exactly how people get their music featured on there, because you do have to go through the copyright type of things. You can't just upload somebody's song, because TikTok will make it private. But there's some kind of channel where you can begin to submit music, and then people start doing things to that music, whether it's dancing or painting or just talking or whatever it is. People begin to talk over music, over sounds, they're dancing, interacting, all the things. But there's so many different aspects to it. I can get lost in it. So help me with like how you want me to go to it.
No, it's all good. It is very robust in terms of the opportunities. I mean, it's just, imagine any audio file and that you could either mime to it, you could do lip syncing to it, you could sing to it, you can dance to it, and then you can put captions over the top of it.
Totally.
That would either communicate information about you, life, brand. I mean, it's endless, the opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like one of my first viral videos was actually, I didn't dance to anything. I saw someone do what's called a life hack. And they show the different way you can use a strainer in the kitchen. Like normally you would take a strainer, you would sit it in the sink and you pour whatever into it to drain it out. But I saw where people were putting the strainer on top of the pot and then pouring everything out at one time. I poured that out on a video. I got 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views on that particular video. But now my most viral video is me talking about how I went through divorce, and instead of me being bitter and angry, I wrote a book and I made $400,000 in 18 months. And I bet my husband is petty. It's like sad about it, you know? And so it's like a little petty video that's 15 seconds, but I'm selling more books on TikTok than I have on all of my social media platforms because people want to know how did I do it and what am I doing?
That is amazing. Now back up for us a little bit and help me understand what initially attracted you to TikTok in the first place. Like as soon as it came out, did you jump in? Did you wait a while? Did somebody motivate you to, you know what I mean? Like help me there. Cause I've done like one or two videos on there. It feels overwhelming to me. It feels like, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever. If I'm scrolling, I'm going to get lost. I'm going to spend hours a day on this thing. Like it just feels a bit overwhelming to me. Of course, I'm an old man. I'm 47, right? I'm like,
well, if you're calling yourself old, you're calling me old. I'm 39.
So why were you initially attracted to this app for the sake of growing your business and not just for, you know, maybe finding your next, you know, boyfriend or something?
Totally. So I think 2 years ago, I was part of Shalene Johnson's marketing course, and she was talking about TikTok, and I did not understand it. She was talking about it on social media. 2019, she was talking about it again, and I got on, and I didn't know what was going on. 2020 came around, and honestly, what happened was I live in Redding, California, and I moved in 4 students to live with me because they all go to the supernatural school out here. And during quarantine, they were now stuck in the house, and I'm trying to run my business in the house with these 4 20-year-olds that are afraid they're going to die with COVID-19. And I'm like, oh no, I got to get out of here. So I end up getting an office, and I'm a very spiritual person. I felt like I heard God say, you need to get on TikTok. And I was like, what is
hold on, hold God? On. You're telling me that God is telling God works for TikTok now? Are you kidding me? Is that mean God is Chinese? Is that what you're telling me? God is Chinese and now telling you to go on TikTok.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And honestly, I was like, that doesn't make sense, but I have a great relationship with him. So I'm like, I'm going to do it because I think this is what he's telling me to do. And so I get on the app and I'm overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with all the things. And I just said, okay, I am going to learn this. I went out on YouTube trying to learn little things. And I learned how to do one thing, which was do a dance and recreate it. Or like a duet where you do something side by side with someone. So I got onto the app and I was like, okay. And I saw this white girl who had gone to a black church for the very first time. And she came on and she started like doing all the ways that black people shout in black churches.
Okay.
And it was the funniest video I've ever seen in my entire life. And so I did a side by side reacting to her video. And that video went viral. Within a week, I had 14,000 followers. And I was like, what is happening? And what I felt like for me, what God was, I felt like he was doing multiple things. One, I felt like he knew I was dealing with fear with the coronavirus and all that. He needed to keep me happy. He also knew that how much a joy I bring to other people and that I could be on the app doing the same thing. But I also felt like he knew what would happen with building a community on that app that I didn't know could happen. And that is pretty much what started it. And I'm glad that I listened because all these huge opportunities have happened all because of TikTok.
Amazing. Just 4 months ago.
Yeah. 3 months ago, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. You do have an effervescent joy to you. Have you always been a joyful person like growing up, or is that something that's kind of more flourished in your personality since you, you know, lost the man and you kind of, you know, spread your wings and flew away, or, you know, help me understand.
Yeah, you know, I think that I've always been a happy person. And then, I mean, God bless my ex-husband, but when I got with him, I wasn't like this. I just kind of just lost it. I kind of lost myself in it. And during the process of going through divorce, I was battling depression. And I remember one day I had this little black book. And in this little black book, I asked God really hard questions. And I wrote in there, God, help me with joy because I'm not happy. Mm-hmm. And I look back at that 5 years later and everybody's just like, when I went on TikTok, they were like, you just got this joy. And I realized that like healing and all that restored what was, and then it's like way more than I ever thought I could ever have.
Mm. Do you know this old song? I don't know if you grew up as a kid singing.
Hymns?
Well, no. It's I've got the joy down in my heart.
Yeah.
Down in my heart. Yeah. That's what I think about when I hear you. Joy. Yeah. I love it.
I'm not surprised. Everybody tells me that. And listen, honestly, I did not think that I had that type of joy until TikTok. And I knew I was happy. But here I am on this platform and all the comments was like, wow, you've got such joy. I hear that in church, but not on TikTok. And I was like, I've got something that I don't even know that I have. Let me just go and be that. And I'm going to believe it eventually. So this is like a 3-month thing to where I know that I have it. I didn't know it.
That's beautiful. That's so cool. So you see this, you see all that's going on. You see the dancing, because there's a lot of goofy and dancing and games and all of this. How much time are you spending on the app, just kind of like immersed in it? And then how did you decide what you were going to do yourself, you know, because you could have gone a lot of different directions. Like, mm-hmm. Help me understand how you chose what to do.
Yeah. So the reason why I chose dancing is because I've always been a dancer, like my whole life. And Facebook and Instagram didn't let me be that. But in addition to that, it was the easiest thing for me to do on the app. I didn't have to learn how to do all the text overlays and voiceovers. I could just learn a dance and do it. And so that's why I kind of started there. And when my target audience, which is people 30 and up, when I saw them responding to me and dancing, I said, uh-oh, I've tapped into something. And so I just started going like the dancing direction. Now my TikTok is full of all types of other things now, but for the most part it's dancing because they're like, if she can do it at 39 or whatever, I can too.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if I don't dance? Like, what if that's, you don't want to see me dance? Or maybe that would be viral. Maybe that would be good.
Listen. Yeah. You're 40, you said 47?
Yeah. Maybe I could, Oh, I've got a 21-year-old and a 17, yeah.
Oh, man. You would go viral so fast because, like, it's not, you're typically not supposed to be the one dancing. And sure, so sure. When you're on there dancing, even if you are messing it all the way up, people love it. I mean, it's not the great, I mean, greatest dancers do well on there, yes, but it's not about the greatest dancers. It is about people that are on there and people are being entertained and they want to see more of you. That is why they follow you.
So how do you integrate, you know, for those who are listening and haven't seen it, how do you integrate, okay, wait, Kenya's dancing and she's selling books? Like I'm confused. Yeah. Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So, okay. One of the things that I know is that my videos can go viral faster if I use trending sounds and do trending dances. But on my videos, I do the dances and I do them well. However, I make people focus on the words that are coming on my screen, right? So like today I put a video that says something about brands want to sponsor you. And so I'm doing this trending dance, but I have the brands want to sponsor you, but you need to, number one, update your profile, do this. And then I put follow me on Instagram for more business tips.
Right.
Or like my book is called Before You Quit Your Job. I'll say, thinking about quitting your job while I'm doing a dance. Here are my top 3 things you need to do to start a business so you can quit your job. So I'm not talking. It's just the text is popping up. And my inbox is flooded with people that are like, I won't quit my job.
And so the dance and the song are completely disconnected from the message itself that's on the screen. Totally. There's no continuity to that.
Exactly. Yep.
But happen to find your dance because you're using either a song or a challenge that I assume they're finding either through the song itself, because you can click on the song or you can click on the hashtag that drives them to the challenge. Is that how it works?
So a couple things. They're finding me because of the dance. They're finding me because of the song, but they're finding me because of the hashtag. Now, the hashtag strategy on TikTok is very different from Instagram. The hashtags on TikTok, here's how it goes. My target audience are 30, 40, 50. So I will always use a hashtag that says over 30, over 30 moms, over 30 dads, or something like that. And when I put those hashtags in my video, anyone that uses that hashtag or has interacted on a video that has used that hashtag, TikTok says, hey, they would like to see your video. So they begin to push out my video to those particular people. And so because I want to target my whole audience of 30s and up, I'm always using a hashtag over 30 and mm-hmm. it's pushing my content to them, making them go, oh, this is her and this is what she does.
Sure. So then you're driving them to your Instagram account. I'm hearing that option. Yeah. What are other ways that you're moving them off of the TikTok platform?
Yes. So I'm driving them to Instagram, my YouTube channel, and then my link. So if I have like a free tool, I'm driving them there. If I'm in the process of selling like a course, a TikTok course or something like that, then I'm driving them to that link that's in my profile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What have you been surprised by in the midst of all of this? Like, what is really just like, whoa, I cannot, beyond the fact that it's just only 3 months, this is incredible, but like, what else has surprised you?
I think the biggest thing is 48,000 followers in 3 months. I've been on social media forever. I have more followers on TikTok than I do on my email list and all social media combined in 3 months. And I'm like, what in the world? And I'm like, this is an animal that everybody should be a part of. But in addition to that, I'm watching people, like the platform, like for the most part, most of the comments are all positive. People are so encouraging and loving and supportive, and they just want to support you. And I was blown away how many people bought my book. I'm like, I don't understand. Y'all don't know me from KeyandKelly.com. Y'all don't know. No. They're like, we want you. And I'm like, okay. It's amazing.
Wow. Now, do you find that there are certain people that kind of work best on the platform, right? Like no. Certain groups or certain ages or?
Nope. No. One of my favorite TikTokers, I always talk about him, is Old Man Steve. Old Man Steve is 81 years old. Old Man Steve has 1,500,000 followers.
Wow.
Okay. Old Man Steve has 1 million views on a video of him making his bed. That's it. Making his bed. He plays with his cat. He makes sandwiches. He does little things on the platform. He's 81 years old. It doesn't matter. I mean, it could be somebody could do the greatest makeup or the worst makeup. Someone could fall off of a table or build a table. It could be an artist. It doesn't even matter. People just want what they want and they want to be entertained. And when they find you and they like what you put out, they follow you. I mean, it's nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. And that's why I'm like, y'all, you got to get on TikTok.
Now, what about family or friends that are seeing what's happening to you in the process? Like, what are they saying?
A lot of my friends are just like, oh my God, Kinga, you're a TikTok famous. You know, yeah. I think they knew this was going to happen. I think they thought it was going to happen with TV first before it happened on social media. And I'm like, I'm impressed myself. Yeah, mostly my family and friends are all supportive. They're just like, go, King. You're like, they knew I could dance. They knew I was funny. I just didn't get to be that on all the other social media platforms. Now, my following on Instagram and Facebook, they're like, do you need deliverance? What's going on with you? What's happening with you on this platform? But yeah. As they're watching me elevate and get brand deals and stuff, they're all like, maybe Kenya is onto something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you share some of your TikToks on other social media platforms, the actual videos themselves?
Yes, I definitely do. So usually once a week, if I feel like I just want to be like sassy and show them me dancing, I will show a dance video. But most times, because it's so much going on in the world, so much negativity, I like to interrupt people's negativity with Republican, Democrat, COVID-19, all the things with something funny. And I will just interject and like put a video out and people just laugh like, what is going on? And they just, it just breaks up the monotony.
Yeah. Fascinating. So how many times do you post a day and how do you choose what you post?
Yes. So you're going to be like, what? I post about 8 times a day on TikTok. Now, they're only like 15-second videos, right? Sometimes 7 and 8 seconds. But I typically will find my content the night before. So, you know, we're always scrolling on social media. And I'll see something. I'll go, oh, that's good. I'm going to recreate that. And I'll screenshot it. And so when I come into the office that morning, I've already got like 5 or 6 things. And I'm like, I'm going to recreate that, you know. And I do those like the first 30 minutes, I will do multiple videos and then just put them in my drafts. And then as I have time throughout the day, then I'll repost stuff. But if I'm sitting here eating my lunch and I'm scrolling on TikTok and I'm like, I see somebody's video that went viral and I could recreate that in my office, I recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you find that you're now spending so much more of your time on TikTok than any other social media platform, or are you still on other platforms as well?
Yes, I'm on all of them still, but I am spending a large majority on TikTok. I used to be live daily on Facebook. Now I'm live daily on TikTok. I do a lot of stuff on YouTube and Instagram and stuff now, but TikTok, I mean, 48,000 people, I better give them some attention.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, if I feel like, I just don't have the time for this, you know, I don't have the time to do all these things, you know, that you're doing, what would you say to that?
I would say in a nice way, you better make time. Because from a business standpoint, the number one thing that we need is visibility. We need more people with their eyes on us and on our businesses. And with a platform like TikTok, with 4 billion people, the highest engagement on any social media platform, it's not going anywhere. We got to make time. You know, like we wanted to get into the boom of Facebook and Instagram before the ads came out. And we kind of missed that. And so now we're like, we're running ads, which is great. I still run ads on those platforms. But with TikTok, you have an opportunity right now to get in front and build a massive audience and get that massive audience onto your other socials and onto your email list. You mm-hmm. know, there's doctors and dentists on there doing fun challenges because they already know that they need to build their email list. They need to build their trying to do it as a business. Mm-hmm. And it's the greatest place to do it. And it's less formal. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be anything. You get to just come on there and be this aspect of you that you've been hiding out for the longest time because you had to be however you had to be for your business.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you went very public with your divorce and kind of how that, you know, your experience with it.
Yeah.
Was that scary to do that? And did you get a lot of like reactions? Did you chat with girlfriends or family before you did that? Like, take me there.
Yeah. So I got divorced 6 years ago. And so Facebook and Instagram, they all know I got divorced. And because they know me from a religious standpoint, I never talked about why I divorced my ex-husband. But I'm sure that all of them could figure out, okay, we know Kenya. And if she ain't saying something, then something happened over there, you know? But I never told like the general public like what had happened. And I think I was on TikTok one day and I just did a little something. I got divorced and I watched people respond to me in like this crazy way. And I just started having this little thing up on me. I was kind of like, the marketer in me was like, ooh, it's kind of more marketable if I tell what happened. But at the same time, I was like, I could start easing it in on social media on this platform because one, he's not there. Probably is, I doubt he's on there playing around. He could be. But I knew that one day eventually I was going to have to tell the world the story because I plan on writing books and helping people go through divorce and I can't go help people if I'm not telling what happened. But I watched the storm just happen on TikTok and they 99.9% of the people loved it because I never talk bad about him. I talk about healing instead of being bitter and angry. I wrote a book. I started a business. I do this and I do that. And when anybody tried to talk bad about my ex or their ex in the comments, I come behind them and go, hey, I'm not mad at him anymore. I'm like, I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. let's just go through healing, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friends were shocked that I did it because they knew I hadn't done anything anywhere else. But they were like, well, that's that.
Yeah. Has he, do you know if he's watched that particular video or if he's had any feedback on that at all? Or
I have no idea. We actually haven't chatted since I left like 6 years ago. Cause I feel like the easiest way to heal is a clean break. And sure, so sure. I was like, if I'm not going to be mad at him burning down the house, then I got to just get away.
You didn't text him a link or anything. You didn't.
No. But you know, if I could be honest, I think somebody that I know probably has sent it.
I would be shocked if they haven't.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, and that's so beautiful that you honored him, you know, that you're articulating your truth, your experience, but yet at the same time, not throwing him under the bus.
Totally.
So that's, you know, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So let's go to a business owner is listening, and she, maybe she has a physical product, maybe she's got a service, maybe she's got a course, maybe she's got a brick and mortar, she's got, you know, lots of different options. And she wants to get started in this. What would be her first step? She downloads the app. What does she do next?
Yeah. So the first thing I would tell her or him to do is don't post anything. I would say go onto the platform and start playing around. Start watching the videos. Don't get frustrated by what you see. Just watch the videos. Click on the Discover tab and start searching things in the Discover tab. So let's just say you are a plastic surgeon and, you know, go to the Discover tab and type in plastic surgery and then start watching the videos of other plastic surgeons. That's going to show you creative ways that you can brand yourself on the TikTok platform. Mm-hmm. If you are a yoga instructor, go and search and look at what people are doing. And the more you watch those videos, the more, one, you're going to get comfortable with the idea of being on the platform. Two, you're going to see, oh, I don't have to do X, Y, and Z. I can actually do this and I can still get a million followers. Or as an artist, I don't have to have my face on the screen. I literally can just paint and I can have millions of people watching me. That's the first thing that I would say to do. The second thing I would say is to actually start creating videos, but put them in your drafts. Don't post them out there because you've got to learn, you know, what is happening, how to do text, how to do this, how to do that. And then once you're ready, create a beautiful video. Third one, create a beautiful video. If you're going to be on screen, make sure you have great lighting. Great lighting does the best on any social media platform. You can stand in front of a window and then create whatever you're going to create. Use hashtags. Use as many hashtags as it will allow you to do. And then post it. And then do another one. Like, don't post one video and then go away for a week. Post one that day, the next day, post another one. And the next day, post another one. And you're going to get much better at it as you go along.
And it sounds like that going along with a particular trend, whatever a challenge, how many challenges are happening at one time, would you say?
Oh, I would probably say thousands. I mean,
because people are starting them. It's not like TikTok is starting them. People on the platform are starting them.
Correct. And like what happens with a challenge is it doesn't go away. Like a video that I posted when I first started TikTok is still coming up in the For You page because TikTok chooses when they want to push a video out. Like my video talking about divorce, I posted that back in June. It's still the number one video in self-care. The number one video because that the hashtag self-care can get hot at any point in time. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you create something. It could go hot today or it can go hot 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm. Now, people that are listening may have heard on the news, oh, federal agencies have said you can't have TikTok on your phone. Or I don't remember. Was it Amazon that said their employees can't have it on their phone or Google? I don't remember. I was saying God's Chinese. is that because I think TikTok's Chinese, right? Did I get that right? Or is it Russian?
I think it started in China, yes.
Okay, Chinese. Okay. I got to get this right. God's obviously not Chinese, but that was funny. So there's all these concerns, right? Oh, I don't want to do something that's going to, you know, they're probably listening to me, Kenya, or they're like, right? Aren't the Chinese listening right now to, like, you're probably a tool of the Chinese trying to take down our country with COVID somehow. I don't know how, but you're probably one of their, you know, people.
Yeah, totally. I look Chinese, right? okay, here is my personal opinion. I honestly feel like we're being spied on by everybody anyway. You know, if I say I want a Roomba vacuum, when I go to Facebook at any moment, the Roomba is going to show up right there on the page. You know, that's why we can talk to Siri and tell her to do stuff. Why? Because everything we say, everything we do, somebody has access to it, right? Facebook had its day, its weeks, its months in court with all the data, all the things.
Right.
And so did WhatsApp. You know, Zoom had its whole breach when everything happened with the quarantine. I'm not surprised that TikTok is having its day because it's another social media app created in whatever country. And the truth is, if someone doesn't get on TikTok, that is okay. But they're being spied on all the other apps that they have on their phone, and all the things that they have in their houses, you know. And I don't want anybody to put themselves at risk just to be on TikTok and build their business. But I just really don't feel like, I don't feel like that it's as bad as it seems. I think that it's great media. I think that the media always makes everything look much worse than it really is. Yeah, I just don't think it's going anywhere. Do I think that TikTok will have more restrictions? Of course. I mean, it makes perfect sense for any app, any company, anything to have more restrictions. You know, when I think about what happened with the Blackberries, truth be told, they have Blackberries because they don't want them having apps at all. Right. And so there's no Facebook on Blackberries. There's no Instagram on Blackberries. And so, of course, there wouldn't be TikTok on Blackberries. It makes perfect sense to me because they're federal the people, like they shouldn't, you know? Yeah, that's what I think.
Man, I love my BlackBerry in the day. You could feel the keyboard and the little dots. I knew where my fingers were while I was driving because I could drive with my knees and text.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't really do that. Maybe. But then when I switched to an iPhone and I'm like, I can't feel dots. What do I do?
Yeah.
I got used to it. Yeah.
Me too. Uh-huh. I always used to do the one-handed thing. And I was like, wait, I don't know how to do this now.
Yes, the one-handed. And then I had the scroll ball in the middle, you know, before it had the little tab where it just rubbed your finger across the ball. That was so cool.
That's so funny.
I love that ball.
Me too. Yeah.
So good.
Yes. Just,
yeah. So fun. Okay, so you have you actually came out with a course on how to leverage TikTok. Who is this? What's the name of the course? Who's the course for? What do I learn on the course? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so the course is called Monetize the Talk, and it literally is teaching people how to use TikTok for business. So it's for anybody, whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, or you want to be a social media influencer. I literally first start you off with about business and branding and marketing in general. I talk to you about email marketing, developing a list, and identifying what your brand is and your audience. Then I walk you through visually through the TikTok platform, through every single thing on the platform. From there, I actually teach you how to create videos, and you actually see me do a dance video. I record one and I actually post it live inside the course. But in addition to that, every other Wednesday, we do a live Q&A because it's one thing to walk through a self-paced thing, and it's another thing to come on and say, hey, I've got a question about this, and this.
Sure.
Or what's the new trend, or what's this, or what's that?
Great. Okay. So where can people learn about you, and where can people learn about the course?
Yes. So I'm on every social media platform you can ever think of. And my name is Kenya Kelly Everything. But my website is KenyaKelly.com. But the course, you go to MonetizeTheTalk.com. MonetizeTheTalk.com.
Okay. Now your username, because it sounded like you just said your username is Kenya Kelly Everything.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Kenya Kelly. Sorry. on all platforms, Kenya Kelly.
There we go. All right, good. People are typing in, Kenya Kelly Everything. I don't find her. Where is she at?
Right. So funny.
Okay, good. Well, Kenya, I just, I appreciate your joy. I appreciate your just effervescence. And thank you for sharing this wisdom. And you've sparked something in me. I've heard you talk about this before, but just looking you in the eyes and having you tell me about it and, you know, saying I could look like an idiot dancing, maybe I will. Maybe that'll be the thing. Maybe my kids will, you know, they can make fun of me in the background or something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you've got 20-year-olds. You can blow up so fast. There's a family on TikTok who they were all quarantined together and none of them were on TikTok. They got a family TikTok. And every day during the quarantine, they would do family challenges. And some of them were just really dumb. They would take stacks of quarters and put a dollar underneath it. Whoever was able to pull a dollar out would win the challenge. They would go to the gas station and say, okay, whoever can pump gas and get closest to zero wins the challenge. Now they've got a million followers, brand sponsorship, all the things. Why? Because they were bored during the quarantine. Now they're killing it as a brand.
That's amazing. And it all started because you had 420-somethings jammed into your house, scared of COVID.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. God used those scared 20-somethings. Look at that.
Yeah. And I tell you what has also happened since then, getting on, Netflix reached out to me about doing a dating series with them. Shalene Johnson just invited me as a teacher to teach TikTok. And it's like all these things are happening 100% around TikTok.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
But it didn't start. I mean, TikTok might have been the breakthrough.
Yeah.
But you've been working on this for years, and it's just you and your character and your joy. And, you know, so this just happened to be a breakthrough moment.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so thankful for TikTok.
I love it. Well, Kenya, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, David.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.